When we created this, we were in the thralls of losing this $80,000 a month. We were in the thralls of managed care where we had stacks and stacks of paperwork to do to see the patient. We were spending 1 minute with the patient, 7 minutes on administration and paperwork. It was insane. So during this time, we said, you know, we need to create something different. First of all, who's trying to fix healthcare? Well, the government is, the insurance companies are. We said, why don't we take the doctors and the patients and fix healthcare? So we created a nonprofit organization called the American Association of Patients and Providers. We said, let's build an arc and bring in patients from all across the country, all healthcare providers. It doesn't matter what letters are after your name, MDDO, naturopath, podiatrist, like I said before. We welcome everybody that's in healthcare into this group. And let's go back to a patient and doctor-driven healthcare system, with patient being first. That's why it's patients and providers. Let's put the patient in charge of what they want. Let's give the patient choice. Let's come up with thoughts and ideas that really support that true goal of having the patient decide where they want to go and what they want. And we created that. We said, let's make the system a whole lot simpler. Again, using you, let's say that you come to me now and we're in what we call simple care. We'll make it very simple. You want to see me. I have a skill. I'll provide it to you. If you don't want to see me, if you don't like me or you don't think I'm worth it, guess what? It's your choice. You don't have to come see me. So all of a sudden, you have the choice of going to anybody in the phone book. We think that's a fundamental right that people should take, and you don't need to legislate that. That doesn't need to be on a patient bill of rights. We think the bill of rights are the bills in your pocket, that you can spend those any way you want. Nobody tells you what grocery store to go to or where to fill up your car with gas. You go where you want and you get what kind you want. But all of a sudden, when it comes to medicine, people are telling you who you can and can't go to. And it changes every year when your insurance company changes. So we said, fundamentally, let's create a system that lets patients go where they want. Secondly, let's create a fair-priced system. Let's let doctors charge a fair price, stripping out all of the administration that has to be paid for. If you come see me, and I don't need to call your insurance company, check your eligibility to see if you're on my list, if I don't need to ask them if I can see you or not, if I can see you and prescribe the things that I think you need, if I can give you the choice to buy what you want or don't want, if I can strip out all of that administrative garbage that really has nothing to do with care, we think we can cut the cost to you by a third to two-thirds. We did this. We created a program called Simple Care. We threw out this book called the CPT coding book, 7,500 codes, promoted by the AMA. It's where the AMA gets most of their money. We threw that book out and we said, let's come up with 5 codes, brief, short, medium, long, and extended, for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, 20, and 30 minutes. Makes sense. We said, for a 5-minute visit for me, I can see you for $35. And I can be financially healthy. I can cut your $79 down to $35, and I don't see that as a discount. I see it as a fair price. If I see you for 5 minutes and you give me $35 and I don't have to bill anybody, and I just became $5 profitable. Remember when I said that the overhead was $30 for that few minutes? If you pay me $35, I've made my overhead and a $5 profit. So now I'm still in business. I'm not throwing in the towel, and I happen to like doing medicine. And now I can see you and any of your friends that want to come see me for a fair price. What's happening now in our country, we have 1/5 of our country that's uninsured. They are going into physicians paying essentially a retail fee. They are paying this $79 in this example, and they're paying 3 times more than what their cohorts are that are, quote, insured. So it's very common sense. It goes back to free market medicine, essentially. You can go to anybody you want. You can pay them what they ask. If you don't want to go to them, you go to somebody else. What we're educating the doctors on, and this is a little bit of a hard education for docs because they can't understand how you can charge less and make more. Many of the doctors think that this must be illegal. How can you charge a cash-paying patient a different price than you do an insurance patient? That's the biggest question we get asked from physicians. And we say, well, it's a different service. It's like an apple and an orange. If a patient comes in with cash and we don't have to do all the eligibility and we don't have to follow all the rules and do all the forms and do all the billing, it's a hugely different service. In fact, it would be unethical to charge that patient the higher price because you're not doing any of those services. Once you understand that fundamental concept and then you throw out the codes, a B does not equal this other code which we would have used before, which we call a 99213. 99213 is the code used for the most common office visit in a family practice, 99213.
It's a very complicated number for a very ordinary event.
Exactly. That's just to say what you've done. Okay, I've seen you. Now I have thousands of codes that I have to look at to tell the insurance company what you have wrong. Maybe you have something wrong with you that you don't really want that insurance company to know. Maybe you have something that you don't want the 20 people that will see your claim as it gets processed to know. An average claim gets seen by 20 different people as it goes through the process. And many people now are much more private than that. They don't want everybody knowing what's wrong with them or why they're coming in. We've seen this happen, especially since Viagra came out. You know, people would like to maybe have some help in certain areas, but don't want the whole world to know that that's a particular problem they come in with. So SimpleCare also fundamentally is the most secure and private form of a transaction between a patient and doctor. No one else knows what they came in for other than the patient and the doc. So it solves that problem. The biggest question from patients, their biggest thing is, well, this sounds great, paying for my medical care, it's so expensive. You say, well, you know what? When's the last time you went to the doctor? Many healthy people haven't gone to the doctor for a long time. So they're wondering why they're paying $300, $400, and $500 a month and not really using those services. They'll also ask, but what if something happens? What if I get cancer? What if I do have something major? If you're against insurance, we say, stop. We're not against insurance. Let's get insurance back to what it really is. Let's buy insurance at a reasonable price to pay for that big stuff. So you don't have to sell your house or lose all your investments. If you have a cancer or you have something that is an extended illness, it's really going to take some dollars. Lori, who's here with us today, she called a couple of insurance companies just here in town and found out that a 35-year-old woman could get a policy for $53 a month, not $530, $53 a month. Myself, it would be $68 a month. That's a $1,500 policy. So what that means is I'm going to take responsibility for the colds and the flu and the little stuff, and I have that there in case something major happens. This philosophy, if people just take a second and think about their cars, it's exactly what's happening with their cars. They buy major car insurance, catastrophic car insurance. It covers their car if they slam it into the wall, and what they have to do is come up with a deductible. Maybe it's $500, maybe it's $1,000, but they don't use their car insurance card every time they get gasoline or every time they get an oil change or brakes. They would be insane. That's exactly what's happening in healthcare. We're buying insurance all the way down to the gas pump, and then somebody's telling us where we can go and get gas, how much we can fill up with, and what days of the week we can use it. It's just crazy what's happening to us.
I've always been intrigued by the idea of Chinese medicine, and I don't know whether this ever was actually real, but I have heard it a lot, that in traditional Chinese culture, you pay the doctor when you're well, and you stop paying him when you get sick. So the doctor has interest in keeping you healthy, because that's when the doctor gets paid. And when you start to become a burden as far as care, because you're ill, that's when you save money, and that's when the doctor has to really come through for you. So that psychology sounds attractive, but I don't know whether it would actually work. I'm just curious to know what your thoughts on it.
Well, I think it's very attractive, and I think you can take that to the next step. And that's where, again, the traditional-based system is based on disease and illness. The insurance company pays real well if you have a heart attack. They don't pay for you to have a $4 a month bottle of folic acid that cuts heart attack risk in women by 70 times, because that's preventative. You can't go to the doctor and just say, you know, I'd really like you to check under my hood and see if I have this or that or the other thing. Many of the insurance plans won't pay for that unless there's a diagnosis. And what's occurring in medicine right now is, again, things are reimbursed after they're broke. Wouldn't it be neat if you could go to the doctor? And some of the things we'll talk about here later is go to the doctor to find out how to not get them broken in the first place, how to truly, really prevent that. As I said, if somebody could tell you that your tire was going to go flat in 2 weeks, you'd probably want to know that ahead of time so you could avert that. But we're paying so much money for traditional healthcare that there's no money left over to go in and get this preventative training or some of the things that people could really benefit from. So we really have to fundamentally change the system of payment, I think, in medicine. And fortunately, we're very excited with this program because it's been taken off all over the country. It's in every state in the nation. And we're starting to educate people that they don't have to give up all this money. And if the employer is giving up the money, they need to talk to that employer and say, you know what? That's my money. Let's spend it a little differently. And let me spend it how I want to. Because the value of what employers used to do many, many years ago was they got a deal by having so many employees. That deal isn't occurring anymore. There is no deal. In fact, the deal is so poor that it's really silly to be buying traditional insurance the way that people are buying it now.
From what you're saying, I'm getting the sense that we're at a crossroads here. You're talking about it, the perfect storm in medicine. I'm thinking about the whole social shift, especially for people who are listening to this course. It is a question of maturing out of a dependent relationship when we expect to be taken care of and have someone else tell us what to do. And then if we never grow past that, we expect an employer to tell us what to do. We expect the government to tell us what to do. We expect a doctor to tell us what to do. All these become parental substitutes. But if you want to be free and sovereign and in charge of your own life, you need to tell yourself what to do. And vis-a-vis medicine, the ideal patient would be the one who is responsible for their own health and then uses the facilities or the resources of the medical professional as a way of supporting their own health program. I think that would be the healthy way to relate, both from the doctor's point of view and also from the patient's point of view, as opposed to what we've become accustomed to, which is that we don't know anything and our bodies are total mysteries to us, and we have to just trust the dictates of the medical profession to tell us what's wrong. I've played both sides of that drama myself, and I certainly got healthier to the extent that I began to consult the doctors for advice rather than surrender to the doctor and just be passive and say, now help, fix me, cure me. There's a fine line between those two sides.
You know, doctor means educator. Doctor means teacher. And I think that's what has been my forte, at least in building up my practice, is that I believe that what you just said is the cornerstone of medicine, is patients really need to start taking responsibility for their own health care. And, you know, that's a cliche type phrase, but I mean really take responsibility. And with that responsibility, you do have to have an educator. You have to have teachers out there that can teach you some somewhat complex information in a way that you can understand it. We've been able to really capitalize on that, and I think it's one of the reasons we're here today. And I think it's very exciting that PQI sees that as a benefit to its listeners, because you can change things so much with just a little bit of knowledge if you apply that knowledge. And it's more than just the old proverbial diet, exercise, and get less stress. As we really look at the fundamentals of what we call functional medicine, it embraces exactly what you're talking about. It embraces a relationship with a physician that's an educator, that has credible knowledge, and can support that knowledge with scientific basis and scientific fact, and then has the ability to deliver things that you may or may not need at a reasonable cost that are effective. And we call that all value. You want to have value-oriented medicine. We're so far from that right now in our country. I think this is going to happen. I think it's going to change really dramatically, because the system right now cannot handle what has been created. We've created a monster, and all four groups that deal with this monster are not doing really well. The patients, the doctors, the insurance companies, and the employers. All four of those components are in a lose-lose-lose-lose situation.
Yeah, so we're in a kind of a paradoxical state where you could almost say, well, healthcare is killing us, which is absurd. But that's, in fact, the outcome of a lot of bad practice for a long time.
That's right. What we believe and why we think this Simple Care program is going to be very empowering for patients is you still have to pay for something somewhere. So let's just follow the money for a minute. Let's say that you're an individual that's going to purchase healthcare. You're self-employed. Do you want to take your dollars and send them to an insurance company, let's say at $500 a month, and get one of the traditional $10 copays where you can go to the doctor whenever you want. You got to pay an extra $10. They'll give you a limited set of things, and you can go to a limited set of doctors, and that's going to cost you about $6,000 a year. Would it make more sense to take $100 of it and buy a major medical catastrophic policy just for brain tumors, heart disease, you know, the hospital things that cost a lot, and put that $400 in some kind of a savings account? It could be a shoebox under your bed. Let's say you put it in a shoebox under your bed. Now on month one, you have $400 under your bed, and you can sleep at night knowing that if something really major happens, you're covered. But if you get a cold or get a flu, you have to take out that shoebox and walk down to the doctor's office. But now you can go to anybody in the phone book. You can go to anybody you want to, and let's say you go to a doctor that's not enlightened with the Simple Care approach or this lower fee approach, and you pay retail. You're still better off, in our opinion, because you have the freedom to go to whoever you want to go to. Let's take it another step farther. The next month, you didn't go the first month because you're pretty healthy. $800 now you have under your bed. Well, the next month, it's $1,200. Isn't it funny how fast that adds up? Pretty soon, if you have a $1,500 deductible, you've met that deductible in 4 months. The next question people ask is, but what if something happens the second month? Well, what if something happens to your car's transmission today? Do you have a little stash of money set aside for that transmission fund? Most people don't. But most people get their transmission fixed in a few days because it's essential to get their car going. Well, let's put aside some of that money and let's hold it ourselves and let it build and build and build. It doesn't take very many months, and all of a sudden, you can go to whoever you want and your choices completely open up. Now you can be in a prevented-oriented approach. You can go to physicians or go to healers or go to healthcare consultants or coaches or go to anything that you want to go to, because now you have some extra money that you didn't have just a few months earlier because you were giving $500 a month to an insurance company. Most of these insurance companies are publicly traded Wall Street companies. They're not about healthcare at all. They're about profit. That's what these companies are, is about profit. So in one way, you can't really get too upset with them. That's their company doctrine, is out to make a profit. I don't think you're out to make a profit when you're trying to get healthcare. I think you're just trying to get the best care you can possibly get. And we think people should hang on to their own money and then go to who they want to go to, as long as they do have the ability to pay for catastrophic care. Most people never get presented with catastrophic care by their broker. The broker doesn't want to sell a $50 policy. The broker wants to sell the $500 policy. And what we're encouraged by is there are brokers now that are very ethical and are starting to understand this. It's their responsibility to teach people and give them all of their options. And so we're very excited to work with some of these individuals and bring products to the consumer that are much more affordable in the $35 to $80 range a month. People just shake their heads. They can't even believe that that's occurring. And once they kind of learn how much they've been duped over the years, they wake up pretty quick and they understand what we're talking about.